When Charles Barkley was playing for the Philadelphia 76ers, I heard him give an interview once. He said, "I know that the Bible says the meek may inherit the earth." He said, "That might be true, but they're not going to get the ball from me." While the definition that the gospel writer had is probably different than the one that Charles Barkley is talking about, there is a lot of truth in his statement. And that is the gospel today. The Beatitudes remind us of what the world and what life is going to be like in the world to come. This world is full of struggle. This world is full of pain and it's full of sin. But the gospel today reminds us, the Beatitudes remind us that if we stay righteous, if we stay humble, if we stay meek, if we act as peacemakers, then there will be a place for us in the kingdom of heaven. We come together today as a community because our desire is that we want to get to heaven too. We want to be there with all of the saints that stand in glory of God. We want to stand there with them to praise and to give glory and honor to our God, because that is where our final destination is. We want to be in a place where there's no more suffering. We want to be in a place where there's no more tears and no more sorrows, because that's what God desires for each one of us. He calls us each to be saints. He desires that we spend eternity with Him forever in heaven. And heaven is a beautiful place. It's one that we don't really grasp, and we never will fully grasp until we get there. The first reading today has a beautiful account of what that heavenly Jerusalem looks like, where everybody stands in awesome, gleaming white garments like me, praising God, giving Him glory and praise forever. But we're not sure if that's what the vision's going to be like. I think that's only a glimpse. Only a glimpse of how awesome heaven is going to be. So we come together always to worship, to praise God, so that we may one day join all of the saints that are there in heaven. We celebrate today not just all of the saints that have their own day, not just all the saints who have churches named after them, but every single individual that has died here that is now in heaven. Those are the saints that we celebrate today. Those are the saints that we celebrate because we want to join them forever in heaven. Two other symbols tonight that we're using to remind us of how awesome heaven is. First one is the incense. Some people are like, "Great, Father, it stinks in here, it's smoky." But we use it as a reminder of that heavenly kingdom. We use it as a reminder of that cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12. That we stand together with all of the saints in the glory of God. And hopefully the smell of the incense is sweet to our nose, reminding us of how sweet the scent of our salvation will be. The other thing that I'm going to use tonight is Eucharistic Prayer 1. A couple of times in the Eucharistic Prayer, it lists several saints, several names of the men and women that have gone before us, proclaiming God's love, often giving their lives as a sacrifice. As we pray their names tonight, we're remembering their work. We're remembering their example, and we're asking them to pray for us. There's also a couple of other times in the Eucharistic prayer where we pause to pray for those other folks that we know that have gone before us, that we hope are standing in the eternal glory of God's kingdom. During those times of pause, I'd encourage you to reflect on the people that you know in your life that you hope that are there in heaven. And ultimately, our goal of worship tonight is a reminder to us of how awesome that promise of heaven is for us. And we ask God to help give us the strength so that we may continue on our life's journey, seeking that eternal kingdom, seeking that wonderful place that God has called each one of us to. May the Lord give us strength so that we too may be saints.